opportunity for many extra indulgences when it comes to food and drink. And dietitian and nutritionist Maya Feller tells ABC that when it comes to alcohol intake,
do not fall into that peer pressure. People will shame you for having another piece of cake, but then they'll be like, here's your third glass of champagne. Be mindful, be intentional, make a plan about how you intend to interact with alcohol before you go into that experience.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. New research shows more people are dying because of air pollution from coal-fired power plants than once thought. As Mike Moan reports, environmentalists in Wisconsin hope the study spurs quicker action to curb emissions.
The study, led by experts at a handful of U.S. universities, found that over the past two decades, there were 460,000 premature deaths nationally associated with fine particulate matter sent into the air from coal-fired power plants. That's more than what health and scientific communities had previously thought. Kieran Gallagher with the group Clean Wisconsin says while coal facilities are being phased out, utilities and policymakers should speed up the energy transition.
A lot of wind and solar is being added to the electricity grid every day, which is really exciting to see in Wisconsin, across the Midwest, and it just needs to ramp up faster.
Utilities around the U.S. have announced emissions goals. Some companies contend certain fossil fuels can't be completely put to rest right away because of electricity demands while cleaner sources are added. But Gallagher says the regulatory scene in states like Wisconsin makes it easier for utilities to move the goalposts. She's hopeful stricter standards being weighed by the federal EPA will prompt stronger commitments. Gallagher has analyzed the proposed regulations and says that in Wisconsin, they could result in nearly $50 million in broader health benefits by reducing the impact of respiratory illnesses and cardiovascular disease.
$50 million is a massive benefit for Wisconsinites to see in health benefits from the closed coal plants in our state.
Meanwhile, study authors show that the rate of deaths from coal pollution began to slow as more plants were being shut down. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks beat the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks pulled ahead late in the fourth quarter to beat the Atlanta Hawks 132-121. It was the 148th consecutive sold-out game at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks campaigned with a season-high 18 points.
Man, it feel good, man. It feel good to get my game going in front of these fans.
Head coach Adrian Griffin.
Really want to give a shout-out to our bench. You know, Bobby came in with a double-double. Cam, season-high 18 points. He was tremendous. I think Bobby in the first half and Cam in the second half, those guys were, you know, terrific.
College hoops, Wisconsin with an upset win over Marquette. Matt LePay with the call.
Point four on the clock. Send it to the backcourt. Kolick picks it up, and the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
The final, Wisconsin 75, Marquette 64. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for snow today, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 34, winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, lows level off around 20. Overcast again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 34. Temperatures a bit above average Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. Chance for snow Wednesday. Another look at the short range, a high of 34 today, lows level off around 20 tonight, wish a top off around 34 tomorrow. A dusting of snow today. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 29.
this week on Viewpoints.
The big conglomerates have a more conservative aesthetic, so there's fewer risks that they can take. Whereas these small presses, these independent presses, these nonprofits, they can take risks. They can do wilder things. They can be a little bit more creative.
Why you should care about the consolidation of publishing. Then.
And the doctor said, no way. He's like, I think you're fine. And I'm like, I'm really not. And if you think I'm fine, I'm going to go to another doctor.
How contraceptives could be causing a much larger problem. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
She's so smooth. So, I'm interrupting my own shower to remind you to treat your skin like the queen she is with Olay Hyaluronic Body Wash. Packed with Olay's highest level of vitamin B3 complex. It's so moisturizing that it will give you visibly smoother, head-turning skin in just 14 days. People wondering, how'd she get so smooth? Olay Hyaluronic Body Wash. Also, try Olay Hyaluronic Body Lotion.
History doesn't just happen, it's made. As General Motors strives to be the most inclusive company in the world, we support those who electrify the future and charge the next generation. That's why Chevrolet, GMC, Buick, and Cadillac are honored to support the Southwestern Athletic Conference. General Motors, honor history, make history. Watch History in Motion at GMMakeHistory.com.
What books have you read this year? Like us, many adults have returned to reading over the last few years. One big driver, especially for younger readers, has been the creation of Book Talk, spelled T-O-K. This community on TikTok started off as a hashtag and now has close to 30 billion views. It's a great place for readers looking for reviews, recommendations, and an open space to chat about books. This evolving space has been big business for publishers and booksellers. Last year, the publishing industry raked in more than $28 billion in total revenue, according to the Association of American Publishers. This is a slight drop from 2021, but is still higher than the years before the pandemic. Now, publishers are bent on continuing this momentum into 2024. However, the industry itself looks a lot different than 10 or 20 years ago.
In 2013, Random House merged with Penguin. So now in 2023, we have Penguin Random House, which is the world's largest publisher, and it contains within it dozens and dozens of imprints. An imprint is like a small publishing house within a larger publishing house, and many of these imprints were once independent, but now have all fall under the umbrella of this one massive company, Penguin Random House.
That's Dan Sinikin, an assistant professor of English at Emory University and an expert on 20th and 21st century American literature. Sinikin is also the author of Big Fiction, How Conglomeration Changed the Publishing Industry and American Literature. He says that before the 1960s and 70s, the sector was made up of several smaller independent companies. Fast forward 50 years, and it's been largely consolidated. Today, many big names are overseen by larger media companies or private equity firms. Earlier this year, publishing giant Simon & Schuster was bought by the private equity firm KKR that put Toys R Us out of business.
So right at the moment, a lot of people are concerned about the future of Simon & Schuster. It's up in question. HarperCollins, which is owned by News Corp, Rupert Murdoch's News Corp, I believe he recently handed over to his son. And then there is Macmillan, which is owned by Holzbrink, a German company. And there is Hachette, a French company. And each of these instances, these big companies, these are the big ones that are all in major competition with one another. And each of them has kind of gobbled up a bunch of smaller houses that now live within the confines of the big one.
As this corporate consolidation continues, many authors and readers are voicing their frustrations.
There's a tension here for people who love books between thinking about books as a part of the culture, as art, and the fact that they exist as commodities within these large profit-seeking corporations. The demands came in the form of quarterly growth, of asking for a certain percentage of quarterly growth each quarter of the year. And so publishers, in order to stay in business, had to figure out how to satisfy these demands as far back as the 1970s and 1980s.
And this central focus on profits has many consequences.
Research that a friend and colleague of mine, Richard Jean So, has done showed that if you look at those big publishing, conglomerate publishing houses, and you look at the lists of the books that they published, going back 50, 60 years, their book lists year by year were well more than 90% white, the authors of the books on those lists. And that stayed true through the 1980s and 1990s and into the 21st century. It's maybe changing a little bit in the last few years, especially since after the murder of George Floyd and the responses to that culturally. But we don't want to be too hasty because we've seen previously ideas that the publishing industry is changing, but it in fact didn't change much at all.
Cynic can also pinpoint some examples of authors who've been cherry-picked because they have blockbuster potential. This further tightens the funnel of who and what is making it to print.
This is when you have Danielle Steele becomes a household name in 1978. This is around the time that Stephen King is becoming immensely popular. And think of Dean Koontz, or a few years later, Tom Clancy or John Grisham. This became one strategy the conglomeration inspired. Another was to go the opposite direction and pay writers as little money as possible. So this is paying for folks that in the business you might call hacks to write cheap books under a kind of formula and to do it in a series that become recognizable by the publisher's brand. So the model for this was Harlequin. Harlequin was a Canadian company that got into the business of romance novels and showed that they could dictate to their hack writers something of a formula by which they should tell these stories.
This set structure of writing is a way for publishers to increase the chance of repeat book buyers, but leads to lower quality books. Today, these and other problems are still present in the industry. And on top of this, new challenges like artificial intelligence and the copyright infringement claims that come with it. Despite this, many are still hopeful. Cynic recommends supporting nonprofit and smaller independent publishers when you can.
Two of the biggest ones that are doing quite well financially are, and have been some of the longer standing ones, are Grey Wolf and Coffee House. There's Transit out in California that has just gained a name for itself because it was publishing the latest Nobel laureate, Jon Fosse. These are a few that come first to my mind, but there are many, many more. And I would definitely encourage listeners to think about where you're getting your books from. Look at the spine of the book and the colophon there, that little logo, and who the publisher is, and Google them, and look on Wikipedia to see who their parent company is. And keep an eye out for books from publishers that aren't the big conglomerates, because the big conglomerates have a more conservative aesthetic. So there's fewer risks that they can take. That's part of the consequences of having these economic demands, is that you have to be a bit more predictable, a little narrower in the kinds of books that you can publish.
To find out more about this topic, links to supported publishers and our guest, Dan Senekin, head to viewpointsradio.org. Also check out his new book, Big Fiction, now available online and in select bookstores. This story was written by our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price. This segment is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights when you book through Capital One Travel, plus 2x miles on all other purchases. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Coming up, are hormonal contraceptives triggering your autoimmune disease? When Viewpoints returns.
Imagine a time when America's first black pilots take to the skies. Even with little money, no support, and dwindling resources, these invisible eagles were still able to secure record-breaking achievements in aviation. This podcast tells the story of one of these pioneers.
And there she goes, folks. Brave Bessie is headed up into the sky.
Hey, y'all. I'm Bessie Coleman, and I want to tell you a story. What you hear is the sounds of when I became the very first black woman to ever take flight.
American Urban Radio Networks and Flying Free Films presents Invisible Eagles, Bessie Coleman, presented by AARP and starring Quvenzhané Wallace as Bessie, a story that will take you around the world from America to Europe during the roaring 1920s. It's a time of the Great Depression, new technology, a world war, and the horrors of Jim Crow. Invisible Eagles, Bessie Coleman, presented by AARP. Subscribe now in your favorite app so you can get the latest episode downloaded as soon as it's released.
Hey, it's Amanda, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A nugget trays is that they're so easy for the holidays. They're warm and flavorful. It's always the crowd pleaser. When I put down a nugget tray, everyone is happy.
Hey, this is Brian, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A nugget trays is the joy that it brings to me and everybody around me during the holidays. They're warm, juicy, and delicious.
Cater the holidays with Chick-fil-A today. Available on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
On your period, sudden gushes happen without warning. But now you can say goodbye to stand-up gush fears. Thanks to Always Ultra Thins with Rapid Dry technology. It absorbs gushes 2 times faster than the leading store brand and gives you up to 100% leak-free protection. Hello clean and comfortable. With Always, fear no gush.
Rheumatoid arthritis, inflammatory bowel disease, multiple sclerosis, lupus. These are just some of the better-known autoimmune diseases out there. There are also several more that aren't as familiar, like Sjogren's syndrome and myasthenia gravis. But what exactly happens in these cases?
We all have an immune system, or most of us do, that is supposed to fight infection, and it's set up to do that. And there are various components of the immune system, different kinds of cells, antibodies, other things we call cytokines, and together that protects us from infection.
That's Dr. Lisa Samaritano, professor of clinical medicine at Weill Cornell Medical College in New York.
In some cases, for reasons we don't completely understand, the immune system can turn against us and can actually cause inflammation within the body, presumably mistaking parts of the body for external infectious type organisms. And so when that happens, that's what we call an autoimmune disease.
Dr. Kristen Demo-Ruel says that this abnormal immune response can attack a person's own cells or organs, creating complex health issues. Demo-Ruel is a rheumatologist and associate professor of medicine at the University of Colorado School of Medicine. Of the estimated 24 million Americans who've been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, about 80% are women. She adds that genetics also play a role here.
There's definitely genetic predispositions to autoimmune diseases, and they vary on the strength of how strong that genetic predisposition is. For example, with rheumatoid arthritis, kind of general and easy way I like to explain the risk is that in general, about 1% of people in the United States will get rheumatoid arthritis. If you have one first-degree relative with rheumatoid arthritis, so that being either your parents or your sibling or a child, that will increase your risk to about 3%. If you have two first-degree relatives with rheumatoid arthritis, it can go up to about 9%. So I think that highlights a few important points with the genetic predisposition that the risk is increased if you have it in the family, but it's not 100%. And we also see certainly people develop autoimmune diseases who don't have a family history as well.
Autoimmune diseases can range from mild to life-threatening, depending on the location and the severity of the inflammation. But even if someone has a genetic predisposition for an autoimmune disorder, Samaritano says they may never get one at all if they don't run into an environmental trigger.
That could be an infection that triggers the immune system and then doesn't let it quiet back down again as it normally would, or other things. For example, we think of sunlight, UV radiation as a possible trigger for systemic lupus. So there are all kinds of suggestions about what kind of environmental triggers might be important for different autoimmune diseases.
Samaritano and Demo-Ruel say one potential trigger may be hormonal contraceptives.
For example, estrogen is something that has been associated with an increased risk of lupus. Estrogen in the form of exogenous estrogen, such as oral contraceptives, cigarette smoking. There are a lot of environmental triggers like that that have been suggested, but it's hard to know for sure, obviously, because the data are limited.
No studies have shown a causality between hormonal contraceptives and autoimmune diseases, but there have been some studies that have found an increased or decreased risk for developing certain autoimmune diseases with hormonal contraceptives.
The consideration of other contraceptives as a possible trigger is a bit blurrier, but don't tell that to Christy Griffin, a 38-year-old woman who already had Hashimoto's disease, an autoimmune disorder that causes an underactive thyroid. Last fall, her obstetrician gynecologist told her that using a hormone-releasing IUD would help with an unrelated condition, uterine fibroids, and buy her some time before she needed a hysterectomy. Unfortunately, it didn't work out.
They inserted that thing, and I was back within a week. 1 week. Something was absolutely horribly wrong. I was so tired I couldn't get out of bed. My joints, I could barely move. And I said, something's wrong. And at the time, I thought that the hormone levels had caused a flare-up of my Hashimoto's, because the joint pain was always something that had been a trigger for me before if I had a flare-up with the Hashimoto's. And he's like, IUDs can't do that. And I'm like, I'm beginning to think they can.
Christy's OBGYN sent her to her general practitioner for a thyroid hormone test.
So I went into the general practitioner and I said the same thing. These symptoms started right when this IUD went in. And the doctor said, no way. He's like, I think you're fine. And I'm like, I'm really not. And if you think I'm fine, I'm going to go to another doctor. They tested my thyroid levels and they're like, you're fine. You're imagining it. I absolutely wouldn't take no for an answer, so I went to a different doctor who instantly realized that it was probably a different autoimmune disease that I was dealing with and tested for the Sjogren's.
Christy tested positive for antibodies for Sjogren's syndrome, another autoimmune disease that she says is sometimes called lupus's evil sister. She had never had Sjogren's before.
You're looking at this list of symptoms that are going to hit you throughout your life. Dental decay, problems with saliva to the point where people aren't able to eat properly, swallow their medications, chronic fatigue to the point where about 25% of people with this disease will eventually go on disability. About 2/3 of people will end up with lung disease. And a ton of people have issues with neuropathy and gastrointestinal issues as well.
The new doctor, a rheumatologist, said the IUD had to come out right away. Suddenly, Christy's condition improved.
Almost immediately. So I still have Sjogren's and I can still have flare-ups and I will for my entire life. But when that thing was put in, I had an immediate flare-up that was just horrendous. And with a week of it coming out, that flare-up stopped.
But does that mean that autoimmune diseases can be triggered by IUDs? Demo Ruel's study in 2014, presented to the American College of Rheumatology, found that women using IUDs may be at increased risk for producing antibodies linked to rheumatoid arthritis. Case reports presented to the World Allergy Organization have linked autoimmune progesterone dermatitis to use of an IUD. But studies haven't yet come back with enough evidence for researchers to say there's cause and effect. Samaritano says she's seen side effects that may be from IUDs, but autoimmune diseases? She can't say that just yet.
I had one patient who had a progestin IUD placed and developed hair loss. And, you know, pretty unusual side effect, but it all got better when she had the IUD removed. So I do think that IUDs, as with any kind of medication, can cause side effects. But we've really not ever has there been a suggestion that an IUD causes an autoimmune disease. In fact, the hormones that we worry about with respect to causing lupus-like autoimmune disease, that hormone is estrogen. That is not the hormone that's present in the hormonal IUD. That has a progesterone-like compound. So I'm not aware of any data that would support an association.
So where does that leave women like Christy? She says her rheumatologist was aware of a potential connection to autoimmune disease and diagnosed it immediately. But Demma Ruel says too little is known to caution against specific methods of contraception. And once triggered, autoimmune diseases tend to stick around.
In general, we consider autoimmune diseases to be chronic diseases. They can go into phases of remission-like states.
Medication to treat autoimmune disease focuses on cutting down inflammation. Some immunosuppressant drugs are even borrowed from the transplant population. But some medications have severe side effects and shouldn't be taken for too long. Christy's on anti-inflammatory medications and over-the-counter drugs for dry eyes and dry mouth. But she knows her life will never be the same, and she doesn't want anyone else to go through the same thing. You can find out more information about all of our guests on our website, viewpointsradio.org. This segment originally aired on our sister show, Radio Health Journal, back in 2019, and was produced by Reed Pence, but has been adapted for Viewpoints Radio. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Join Macy's and Big Brothers Big Sisters to empower kids across the country to reach their full potential. Throughout the holiday season, donate online to Big Brothers Big Sisters or round up your Macy's store purchase up to 99 cents and donate the extra change. You'll help make meaningful matches between adult volunteers and children, creating positive relationships that have a lasting impact. Give a little to make a big difference and find out how we're empowering brighter futures at Macy's.com/purpose.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. So minivans, sedans, JDMs, roll out. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. And with eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. A new poll out last month by Pew Research shows that TikTok continues to gain ground as a space for news, while other social media sites have sat relatively stagnant or have seen a downturn. News consumption on the video app has nearly doubled since 2020. As of October, about a third of teens and adults ages 18 to 29 regularly get their news on TikTok. For middle-aged users between 30 and 49 years old, this number slices in half and sits at about 15%. So what makes TikTok so special? Well, it's convenient and the quick swipeable videos with broken down explanations are easy to digest. And unlike traditional media, this news often comes from an independent content creator rather than a journalist backed by a larger company. This is significant because trust in the media has been falling post-pandemic. A report published earlier this year by the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism showed that on average, only about 32% of Americans say that they trust most news most of the time. With the presidential election just around the corner, only time will tell if TikTok continues to dominate in the space. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. If you had a time machine, to where, or more fittingly, to when would you go? For me, the answer is easy. London, England on January 30th, 1969. On that cold and rainy day, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr played their last ever concert together as the Beatles. I grew up listening to the Beatles, the most famous and, I'd argue, the greatest band in history. And to be honest, I never thought I would hear a new Beatles song in my life. On November 2nd, the Beatles released what Paul McCartney calls the last ever Beatles song, Now and Then. The track itself is a haunting psychedelic ballad with a few hallmarks of the Fab Four. Powerful piano chords, soaring falsetto harmonies, a lavish string arrangement, a thumping drum beat, a melancholic guitar solo. The lyrics were originally written by Lennon in 1977, and they're characteristically straightforward, longing, and emotional. Now and then, I miss you. Now and then, I want you to be there for me, Lennon sings. Most of the track is based around an unfinished demo tape Lennon recorded that McCartney, Starr, and Harrison tried completing in 1994. Back then, though, the audio on the tape was too low quality, making Lennon's voice inaudible with the other instruments added, so they scrapped the project. But thanks to new AI technology that was able to better separate Lennon's vocals, McCartney and Starr returned to the track this year, keeping some of the guitar parts that Harrison had recorded back in 1994. The result is an eerie yet beautiful recreation of a magical time in music history. All four Beatles together for the last time. Even the title, Now and Then, is a simple and nostalgic ode to times past, but also an appreciation for something only possible in the present. The song brings some closure to the story of the Beatles, but it also raises questions about what could have been. In 2023, a year that will sadly be defined by war, it's heartbreaking to hear Lennon's voice, knowing how committed he was to the never-ending dream of peace. His anti-war anthems, like Give Peace a Chance and Imagine, united people across the world amid the horrors of the Vietnam War. Now and Then, while beautiful and bittersweet, inevitably begs the question, what would John Lennon have to say about our world today if he was still alive? I'm Tabor Brewster.
Imagine a time when America's first black pilots take to the skies. Even with little money, no support, and dwindling resources, these invisible eagles were still able to secure record-breaking achievements in aviation. This podcast tells the story of one of these pioneers.
And there she goes, folks. Brave Bessie is headed up into the sky.
Hey, y'all. I'm Bessie Coleman, and I want to tell you a story. What you hear is the sounds of when I became the very first black woman to ever take flight.
American Urban Radio Networks and Flying Free Films presents Invisible Eagles, Bessie Coleman, presented by AARP and starring Quvenzhané Wallace as Bessie, a story that will take you around the world from America to Europe during the roaring 1920s. It's a time of the Great Depression, new technology, a world war, and the horrors of Jim Crow. Invisible Eagles, Bessie Coleman, presented by AARP. Subscribe now in your favorite app so you can get the latest episode downloaded as soon as it's released.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe.
Tell him, Blanc.
When your hair's in a mess in the morning when you open your eyes, the way an hour goes by when you say that you'll be ready in five. The little devil on the side of his frown when you're laughing at a movie that you've seen about a thousand times. No girl that I can lie. I love you just the way God made you. Girl, he don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe. So let my eyes be your mirror, and you're bound to see it too. Cause I was made for loving.
98Q Country.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks, you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. But I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to. But you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you. We're thanking God for. So thank God.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
You to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Ah, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
It's time to save big every day during our 25 days of deals at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 50% off select artificial Christmas trees, holiday lights, and more. Plus, get 40% off and free local truck delivery on select vanities to elevate your bathroom. Find these savings in-store and online today, because Lowe's knows deals every day. Valid through 12/6 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
I love a first cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. With the windows down on a first ride in a paid up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. Stars out in the campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without.
spins around. Well, I finally get it now, and they say, you know, and yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello, and the only thing better is heaven above, but until I get there, I'll never get enough of the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me, the way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy, and that brand new finger like this ring I'm wearing, that look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring, and I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 views on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down, that's what my world.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. products. Some deals may require the purchase of products, services, or subscriptions. Visit holidaycash23.com for program requirements, other restrictions, and instructions to claim reward. Act or portrayal.
Layla, I'm telling you, this inflation is crazy. Gifts are more expensive than ever, and with the holidays coming, I don't know where I'm going to get the extra cash to pay for presents.
I hear you. I was feeling the same way, but then Jasmine told me about this website, holidaycash23.com, where you can get $1,000.
Jasmine doesn't know anything about websites.
Well, she knew about holidaycash23.com, and it's for real.
So you can go to holidaycash23.com and get $1,000 for the holidays?
You just answer the basic questions on the site, complete the deals they show you, and get $1,000 sent to your Venmo or PayPal.
This will make the holidays a whole lot brighter. I'm going to holidaycash23.com right now to get my $1,000.
Ready to get your $1,000 this holiday season? Get started right now at holidaycash23.com. Go to holidaycash23.com. Follow the simple instructions and get your $1,000. Go to holidaycash23.com. That's holidaycash23.com. Don't wait. Get the cash you need before the holidays. Go to holidaycash23.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for snow today, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 34, winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour.